So we should figure out what you're doing right. And worry less about what you're doing wrong. I'm never worried about what you're doing wrong. I can see what you're doing wrong. The problem is you're worried about what you're doing wrong. And all the worry in the world about that doesn't add anything, doesn't move you to a better position. That's the seriousness. What am I doing wrong? I'm not where I think I should be by now. I haven't reached what I'm trying to reach. I'm not seeing what I think I should see. I'm not experiencing what I expect to experience. Most people, most sincere spiritual people, most even lifelong seekers, when you talk to them, they start telling you all of their failures, every place they're not. So if that's characteristic for you, take a closer look at what you're telling yourself and get more non-serious for sure about that part. Because nobody's judging you but you. For no reason other than that, you can afford to be more non-serious toward your own progress, toward your own journey. It isn't supposed to be a burden. You are, in fact, required, if you're sincere and serious, you are required to transcend just about everything in you. But transcend doesn't mean this dark, heavy attitude, and it doesn't mean that it's to be transcended because there's something wrong, or you're not advanced enough, or you're not at the point you should be. It's to be transcended because that is the method, that is the requirement, that is the path. And this has been absolutely very much lost sight of in today's, let's say, common spiritual dialogues. Because the idea seems to be that religion or spirituality or any kind of search for the truth or for God or for reality is like an add-on. There's life, there's your regular life, and then you add that. And if you do it right and you succeed, then life gets better. So it's spirituality in the service of regular life, which is materialistic life, which is the material level of things. And it doesn't work that way. That's turning truth into another material commodity, into an aspect of worldly life no different than getting a better job, or making more money, or getting married, or anything people do with the idea that my life will be better once this is accomplished. So let me say to you as clearly as I know how, that is not the function or purpose of true spiritual life. It is not to make your life better. That is the common idea these days. No question about it. And that's a completely mistaken understanding. If it's folded into life along with everything else, it's just another thing.